This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with 93.7 FM, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That means all of the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, all of the FedEx and the UPS drivers and the bulk mail haulers out there getting the mail moving along, keeping it going so we get our checks and letters and cards and whatever else. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys, too, delivering the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse folks, thanks for tuning in. And our Amazon drivers, thanks for tuning in as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain, the word S gets added to it, America, all lowercase, and that's how you reach us. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and send us a message. It'll come to us here on the show. It takes about 5 minutes or so to get here. But when we see it, we try to get you involved by mentioning whatever it is that you're telling us about. So there you go. Now, to the man, to the myth, to the legend, Mr. Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and how about if we say the pledge and make it better?
Sounds good.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, here we are, 4 days later, 12 tries later, and we're waiting for another frustrating day to see what happens in the Congress. Because the divided Republicans have managed to keep the Speaker's chair of the U.S. House sitting empty all week long. Now, we understand that Kevin McCarthy is not giving up yet. He's still going to continue to try to get Speaker's chair. But we've had, let's see, Donald Trump nominated. We've had Jim Jordan nominated. We've had several other people. Those are the two prominent ones that come to mind. But anyway, there you go. It's just an unbelievable circumstance as to what we've got going on here in this country right now. And I don't see any end to it because we're coming to the weekend, and it looks like the Democrats are going to go home, so the Republicans won't have anyone to play with.
Well, you know, this is a matter of negotiations. Is it dysfunctional? Yeah. Does it telegraph dysfunctionality? Yeah. It also telegraphs that there wasn't a solid, complete, negotiated outcome to this before everybody arrived here after the election, which is something that I find to be troubling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're screaming red wave, red wave, red wave for months before an election, even if it doesn't appear, you have to believe that your ducks are in a row, you have an agenda in place, you have a leadership team that you prefer, and you want to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
This just tells me that none of that was in place before the election.
Yeah.
None of it. And that the right side of the aisle in the House is dysfunctional and fragmented. That doesn't mean they can't function. It just means they're fragmented and there's no clear leader.
Mm-hmm.
Now, am I a giant McCarthy fan? No, not really. I like the idea of Jim Jordan. I think he's level-headed. I enjoy how he's gone about things in the Judiciary Committee.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a good pick as far as I'm concerned. But that would be something that would be negotiated between the people who are leading the factions on the floor. Mm-hmm. And when you're in negotiations, you don't have absolutes like never, never. I would rather die first than vote for this person. You negotiate power. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that's a sticking point is the vacate the chair thing. I need to remind everybody that that wasn't in place until Nancy Pelosi put it into place,
mm-hmm.
because she needed to lord over the squad.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be squeamish about saying, okay, hey, if I'm not doing a good job and you want to replace me, go ahead.
Yep.
You know, because if your attempt to depose me fails, the Speaker of the House still has the right to remove you from committees. So there will be consequences for your actions.
Yep.
You can't just call for a vacate the chair every single day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work like that. Pretty soon you'll be sitting on the back bench.
Yep.
You know, but we have to look at some of the things they want that they're calling for. Do I support how they're going about it? No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. This telegraphs weakness to the other side going into what has already become the next election cycle.
Right.
And we shouldn't be doing that. You never leave an open door for your opposition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, if I'm in California and I'm looking at McCarthy's district, I'm trying to figure out how to jack with him every which way but Sunday if I'm a Democrat. You know, mm-hmm. you see, there's blood in the water. So the Republicans have to get their stuff together and get this done, even if it doesn't end up being McCarthy.
All right, well, hold that thought, because, folks, when we come back, Frank and I are going to talk about a couple of people that you know. One of them is Congressman Michael Waltz, a former Green Beret. And the other one is up there in Frank's district, Matt Gaetz. We'll be right back.
There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank. We'll be right back to Frank in a minute. And first of all, I want to give a very special shout out to our good friends down there in Bradenton. They came out for lunch yesterday, have lunch with the captain at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Always a great time, always great conversations, and that's where I got my original starts on radio down there, and those people remember that, and I remember them, and we thank you so very much. We'll be back again next month as the cookie crumbles, so to speak. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, that's spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, and all those Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, remember, you serve, you save, is what they're famous for at Moss Nissan. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're fire or EMS or police, you get, and by the way, church pastors too, you get a great deal afforded to you on your new or your certified pre-owned Moss Nissan vehicle. Now, they have locations in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They have the Nissan and Acura dealers side by side in Florida on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And then, of course, the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, right there at the toll road, just east of the toll road, maybe 100 yards of driveway. You pull in, and there they are. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. Check them out, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, I didn't get a chance to mention this, but we're going to mention it now. First of all, Congressman Michael Waltz is a cat of a different character. He is a Green Beret, the only one that's in Congress. I believe he's still a reserve officer, a colonel. And He told the Republican House members yesterday it was time to wake up and get to work. Now, he is one of those guys that doesn't like a bunch of incompetent boobs walking around. He's had some choice things off the record to say. I'm not going to say them because I don't know that he said them. I'm just being told by people that know him that, hey, here's what Congressman Waltz had to say. But this guy is a veteran. He's been in combat. I would listen to him first before I'd ever listen to somebody like, and here it comes, Matt Gaetz.
No, I've said this before on the program, and I stand by what I've said. I'm not a fan of Matt Gaetz. He's not going anywhere. He comes from a part of Florida that is cobalt red, and it suffers from the same disease as the rest of the National Republican Party, which is that it's the party of it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's my turn politics is an idea that the powers that be pick who's going to be next, promote who's going to be next, and that person gets to be in the position that they're chosen for regardless of whether they deserve it or not.
Right.
There's a lot of that that's gone on in the Republican Party for a very long time. It's my turn politics delivered us Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's still there. He's unwilling to give up his turn.
Mm-hmm.
He waited his time. He's the leader. He's going to stay there until he evaporates,
mm-hmm.
or until the people of Kentucky wake up. Gaetz is of the same cloth. He was installed by the powers that be in the district that he's in, and then one of those powers is his father.
Right.
I'm not going to go more deeply into it because it's an open book. Go ahead and look up who Matt Gaetz' father is, and you'll understand.
Yep.
But this is another testimonial to all politics being local.
Yep.
No one is going to beat Matt Gaetz until there's either a gigantic scandal, which there's there to have if you could get things unsealed and mm-hmm. look into Mr. Gaetz' past, mm-hmm. but everything is sealed to the courts. Everything is, he is protected because he is the anointed one in the it's my turn machine. And that allows him to have the arrogance that you're seeing now. You know, and that's basically what this is arrogance. This group of people, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that they don't have points about the rules that they would like to have in place,
mm-hmm.
and that the majority should be looking at this saying, you know what, if we're going to have a pure party that's transparent, that serves the people instead of factions, that kind of removes politics and holds people accountable,
mm-hmm.
maybe we should look at these things that they're demanding.
Yeah.
But it's how you go about it that matters. And right now you've got especially five people who are showboating, just like the people on the squad did when Pelosi was in power. The same arrogance, the same attitude, the same self-importance, the same ham-handed negotiating tactics.
Yep.
This is not what government of the people is like. This is self-serving government that we're seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote about this in the current piece at undergroundusa.com.
Yes, you did.
If you don't like somebody, make the case.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want McCarthy, give me the reasons why. Make your case. I'm the jury. Explain it to me. Why don't I like him? Why shouldn't he be Speaker of the House?
Mm-hmm.
Why should someone else be Speaker of the House? Sell your product. Go ahead and sell your person. Sell your position. Don't just sit there and say no and act like a defiant two-year-old. Make your case so people understand it. And this is a prime example of what I've been talking about for decades.
You have.
And that's literal. That's literal now.
You have.
The right doesn't know how to message to save themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't.
Mm-hmm.
Message why. Message why McCarthy shouldn't be there. Explain it to me. Win me over. That's what this is supposed to be. It's an art of persuasion that's supposed to be happening on the House floor.
Mm-hmm.
Not defiant two-year-old temper tantrums saying no, no, never, never, no, no, make it buttons. No, 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 no. That's child stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Persuade me. Do you think that they just said no when it came to the Declaration of Independence?
No. Nope.
Or was there actually persuasion done, arguments being made to win people over so that we would go to war with the biggest war machine on the planet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is why we don't have any statesmen in the House anymore.
Well, as we previously reported, Joe Biden has finally decided that he's going to make a show of going to the border on Sunday in El Paso, where he's going to address border enforcement operations and meet with local officials. Now, he says he's going to Ground Zero. While there, although the White House is vague about what he's doing, Biden announced that he'll be going to El Paso. One has to wonder whether or not he's going to go to the real border or he's going to pull a Kamala Harris and wind up over there at the airbase. I say he goes to the airbase.
No, they've got ice cream at the airbase. Of course he's going to the airbase.
Mm-hmm. Now,
you know, and quite honestly, so he go. What if he did go to the border? What's he doing besides taking a photo op? The guy has absolutely no intention of closing the border. He has no intention. He could do that with the stroke of a pen from Washington, D.C. So why do I need to see his cognitive decline on the border? It's symbolic BS.
Yeah.
If he wanted a secure border, that's a policy decision that can happen at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep.
He has no intention.
Yep.
So why waste it? Why aren't the environmentalists just complaining about the fact that he's going down there to showboat on the border aboard Air Force One with the amount of entourage that has to go with him if they're so serious about carbon footprinting and all that hoax BS?
Mm-hmm.
I need to see Joe Biden anywhere showboating like I need warts.
Well,
we've got two more years to go with this idiot. I'm trying to hold my breath until it's done because we just keep spiraling into the abyss with this guy. And then for him to insult the Border Patrol agents by going down there pretending that it's secure, that's a slap in the face. He shouldn't be. You know what? Don't go. He shouldn't go. I don't want to see him down there now. Get back to wherever you're vacationing this week and stay there.
Yep. Okay, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, good deal, because folks will be right back with more. Caller, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold and get right to you there, caller. All righty, and folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. Representative Kevin McCarthy has been negotiating with Republicans, offering fresh concessions to win support for House Speaker. Yet no deal in the GOP-controlled chamber after a third day of voting. They will continue today. After millions of illegal immigrants have been allowed into the country by the Biden administration and the commander-in-chief stopping all progress on the southern border, leaving America vulnerable, the president announced Thursday he will visit the border in El Paso, Texas.
I will visit the border myself this Sunday in El Paso to
assess border enforcement operations, meet with the local officials and community leaders, and the folks at the border sending me what they need that they don't have.
The National Football League has announced the game between Buffalo and Cincinnati will not be resumed and has been canceled. This has injured player DeMar Hamlin's health continues to improve. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. That's Jeff in Sarasota. We saw him yesterday down there with the gang. Had a great time. And, of course, it's always fun when we go back down to our town where we lived when we first came to Florida. My wife and I lived down there and was on the radio down there for about 10 years and before I made the move and came up this way towards the big city with the big lights. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And, of course, they do a great job with the product they've got. I have been talking about them for over 9 years, and I've been doing it because I take their product every day, and it works. I'm telling you, you don't have to sell me on anything. It works. It started to work with my situation that I got right immediately after taking it. And I have never looked back. I've gone off it a couple times, and when I have, I've paid for it. I've paid for it because the pain comes back, the swelling comes back. So, with Relief Factor, I know that the all-natural ingredients in it that make it 100% drug-free, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, will support my body's natural response to inflammation. It'll go straight to the source of the pain and help you. And it'll start working almost as fast as you take it. Now, you should always take it when you have a meal. It helps dissolve it a little bit more. But all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. That's all you got to do. Take that, and away you go. And remember, they also have some other things there, but you got to go to relieffactor.com/captain to find out what else they got. I take their vitamins they got over there. They got a great vitamin C and a great vitamin D tablet over there, too. They've also got the B and the B vitamins and the A vitamins and all that good stuff. All right, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and thanks for sticking around, Mr. Frank.
Anytime and always, my friend.
All right, now we were talking about Biden, and of course he's going to be going to the border, and he's going to make a big stink about that. And by the way, yesterday he came out again for the umpteenth time and blamed Donald Trump for all the problems at the border.
Yeah, last I saw, there was no border problem when Trump was president, but that was 2 years ago.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You know, so this idea, and this is, you know, we keep talking about this every time the word Trump comes up. The Democrats need to run against him again in 2024 because
yep.
they haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to start hearing his name more and more and more and more now. Well, Trump's trying to become president again, and we can't go back to the days of Trump because, well, why, Mr. Biden? Has the border gotten better under your presidency?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he's telling us right now that the border's horrible because of Trump, what he did for 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Biden, what are you trying to do to make it better?
Yeah. Can't answer that, can he?
They're going... He can't because they haven't done anything besides leave the door wide open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are no accomplishments there. So whenever you hear the word Trump, they're trying to deflect from having done nothing for 2 years.
Okay.
That said, there's a big faction of this country that all they need to hear is Trump and their head explodes. And they don't mm-hmm. go deeper than that. So on the right, you better start talking about policy, and you better start doing it now and being serious about it.
Yep. Now we're going to go to the phone lines and pick up this caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, morning, Captain. Driver Mike down here in Sarasota.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I was doing good. I had to hang up because there's too many people down here, and I had to pay attention to my driving.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I ran into the too many people coming out of Sarasota yesterday.
I got a question for Frank.
Sure.
Before Christmas, this guy, McCarthy, said he was going to take and run for the speaker. Now, why didn't anybody that didn't like it say something and say, let's throw another name in the hat and pick or vote for whatever? And it's like they waited till the new year to start all this circus. And I'm like, all right. Now, I heard before Christmas, they said that, you don't have to be a member of Congress to be a Speaker of the House.
That's correct.
All these guys up there at the Roundhouse, they can choose anybody that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they take and find an independent, put him as a Speaker? That way he'll be like a referee.
Good idea.
For both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder what Frank's idea on that.
Okay.
Other than that,
good idea.
Gotta save people. I say, people, I got to pay attention. Oh.
You be careful, too, my friend. Okay, he's got a great point there, Frank.
Well, you know, the speaker is supposed to be the arbiter and the person who makes sure that the parliamentarian rules are applied to both sides. So it would be nice to have somebody who is more interested in the position rather than the politics.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to the thing that I've been saying for well over 30 years now, is that we need good government over politics because politics is not government. That said, you didn't hear anything about someone challenging McCarthy for speaker because everybody in the House is up for election every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start screaming against the leadership, McCarthy has a pack that he probably would have unloaded into that district for anybody who was running against that person, making it tougher, more expensive to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that goes all the way back to politics. It has nothing to do with government. So he's right. These people who are adamant about McCarthy not being speaker should have been brave enough to stand up and say, we don't want him well beforehand, or at least, well, we're going to have to negotiate that when the time comes. It's not a slam dunk. They should have been a little bit transparent about that because it would have allowed the people in their home districts to understand who these people were. You know, but that's the nature of politics today. Yeah, the sins of omission are not sins, just as lying is the sin anymore. As far as the Speaker of the House is concerned, this is a failure of understanding our civics in this country. What is the Speaker's role? What is the power of the Speaker? How are the rules made when it comes to the House? Each chamber gets to decide their own rules for how they get to proceed. So are we seeing the ugly side of how the sausage is made? Yes, we are.
Yep.
We should also take a few minutes to understand how incredibly lockstep and draconian and totalitarian the other side is, because they never had anybody question anything.
Yep.
And the only time there were dissenting votes on the House floor under Nancy Pelosi was when the vote was so lopsided to pass that they would allow people to have ceremonially negative votes to be able to look like that they were being defiant towards leadership. There were never any close votes, and Democrats didn't vote lockstep with way Pelosi wanted, and that's not the way our government is supposed to be. It's supposed to be, the House is supposed to be a house of great debate. The less stable chamber of the legislative branch, whereas the Senate's supposed to be deliberative. You know, so step back from what the media wants you to focus on and understand what you're looking at. This is how our republic is supposed to assemble itself. No rules are in place right now. The rules are being negotiated.
Yep.
We have to look at the catalyst and the motivation for those saying no, no, no. Are they eventually going to cave because they've clawed enough power for themselves? Are they being transparent about this? Is it not because, it's not because McCarthy's a bad guy, it's because I want more power too, ..
Yep.
If that's the case, then you know who your elected representative is. Power junkie. Do you still want him representing you next time around? You got 2 years to figure it out. But again, if you're anti-McCarthy, please make your case. Make it clearly, give me reasons and examples of what he's done that disqualifies him from this position.
That's not
a challenge. I'm just saying it must be done.
And they can go over to undergroundusa.com and they can communicate with you directly over there and post a letter to the article, post a response to the article that you just wrote.
Absolutely. You can always reach me at contact@undergroundusa.com. If you make your point, I'll write about it.
Yep. Yeah, I noticed you've done it every now and then with me. All right, listen, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Say hello, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Check it out. Find out what he's doing.
This is Roger D. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know, I was at a place yesterday called Mixon's Roadside Cafe down in Bradenton, where a number of people knew the hat trick guy, the Sports Zone quarterback, and they wanted to know where he was. Well, we'll tell you about where he was right after we tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor sponsors the final segment of the program, have for years, because they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. Now, they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, as well as parts and repairs. Now, you can stop by the store and see what's going on, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, where all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase when you stop by to make that purchase. 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback's right over here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Yes, I was helping somebody out with their insurance yesterday when you all are down there in Bradenton and Mixon's Farms. But I will plan on being there the first Thursday in February coming up, and it'll be fun to go down there and see the folks. And they'll just be getting real close to spring training for baseball down there with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And we'll be hearing the baseball.
And the Baltimore Orioles.
And the Orioles and the Yankees.
The Rays will be up here, though. The Rays will be up here.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because of the hurricane. So we'll see how it'll be fun. It'll be a fun spring training this year. I'm looking forward to it. Hearing the baseballs, get pops of the glove and the bats. But we're still in football season, Captain, and some great news. The kid Hamlin is able to communicate and write in the
S. That is a wish to prayers all over the country, the world. I mean, we heard he was moving his toes. He was moving his fingers, which is a good sign. We also heard that he's communicating. He can't talk because he's got the tube down his throat. But he was writing a lot of notes, asking a lot of questions. He was starting to get his faculties back about him and all that, which is all good. So I like what I'm hearing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, his cracked ribs, by them resuscitating him, you know, got cracked in the process. But, hey, you know what? Guess what? And a collapsed lung because of him losing his oxygen. But that's coming back. That can heal. The good news is the brain is fine, they say. So thank God for that. And, you know, he'll be back to being able to live a normal life like you and I. And that's what it's all about. So,
I just don't think he'll be playing football anytime soon.
No, you know, that'll be his decision in a year or two. They'll pass him as far as he'll pass the physical in a year or two, Captain. And he's only 24, but I'm curious if he'll ever want to play again. That's his choice, and God bless him, whatever he decides. You know, back him up either way. It's something he's done, you know, ever since he was a kid and something he loves. Now, some interesting news here, Captain. They're not going to continue that game. They're canceling the whole game. And, they're going to go with a unique situation here, Captain, because I personally think Buffalo will beat New England this weekend, and I do believe Kansas City will beat the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have a situation where if those two were to meet in the championship game, they would go to a neutral site. I don't know if that's the answer or not, Matt. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't have any problem with them canceling the game. I thought that that was the right thing to do because I just can't imagine those ballplayers with the frame of mind they're in going back to Cincinnati to that same field and playing football for a while.
Yeah.
That's number one. That's number one. Number two, I don't have any problem with them coming up and playing each other again. They are the two best teams probably in the AFC.
Right. That could happen. I just, you know, if they get to the championship game, there won't be any home field advantage for either one of them.
Nope.
And the fans won't be able to really get to see their
team.
Well,
they'll flip a coin for that, won't they?
No, well, no, it's just going to be, they'll pick a neutral site, you know. It'll be a neutral site. That's what's going to happen there. So, now on a fluke, Buffalo loses to New England, Kansas City loses, okay, and Cincinnati wins, then a Buffalo and Cincinnati or Kansas City championship game would have to be a neutral site.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very likely, you know, that I don't see that happening, so the NFL probably won't have to deal with that, but we've both seen crazy things happen. So it's a unique situation, but I get your point, Captain, going back to that stadium, the same, you know, game in essence.
Yeah,
you know, that was another discussion. You start the whole game over, even though Cincinnati was up 7-3. It was just the first quarter. You know, you put the ball down at the 33-yard line, 6:12 left, and say, let's play ball. I mean, you got to think that goes through the guys' minds. You're like, wow, that we were here, you know, when this went down. So I hope it all works out. That's, you know, what it's all about. I'm just very – you know, the owners still have to vote on this resolution today, so it can be very interesting. So I don't know what's going to happen. Speaking about votes, I'm sure, you know, you were talking about our wonderful political system now. We got to get this right in this great country of ours. So these are things, you know, sports. It's funny how sports and life and politics all kind of intertwine a lot of times, Cap. It really does, to me. I'm sure you would agree with me on that. But some other news, in all-star action, Crosby and Ovechkin are NHL all-star selections. Great guys. Looking forward to them doing well. Jim Harbaugh, captain, you know, the coach of Michigan, he's saying that he's going to be at Michigan next season. So we'll see. I thought for sure he'd go to Indy or Carolina or somewhere, but we'll see how that all transpires.
Well, he has the opportunity to do very well there, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's true, too. You know, he could have a legacy at his old alma mater. Nothing wrong with that. Yep. He's decided, you know what, I enjoy this. I did my time with the San Francisco 49ers. I did well, but it's where I belong. Very good point, Matt. This QB Hartman, he's going to transfer from Wake Forest to go to Notre Dame. So we will see what happens there.
Wow.
This kid's a good athlete, Captain, and Notre Dame, you know, they're just kind of a couple players away from getting back to their national prominence. So we'll see how they can do down the road here. And this weekend, they moved the game to Sunday night for all the Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packer fans, you know. That's going to be a great game to watch Sunday night, and I'm looking forward to that.
And when do the Bucs play?
Well, they play Sunday at 1 o'clock, Captain. It has no variance on anything. It's more of an exhibition game. I'll be surprised if a lot of the starters even play more than a few quarters.
I'll bet you right now Brady would want to be in there for the whole half, first half.
Maybe, you know, but I don't know why.
Because remember, was it the year they won the Super Bowl? He actually played most of the game. He played three quarters.
Well, it was still maybe for seeding purposes, Captain, back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now it means nothing. They're gonna host either Philadelphia or the Dallas Cowboys. It's already written in stone. So there's nothing to play for whatsoever.
Well, personally, I would love to see Philadelphia come to town.
Yeah, a lot of people would. You know, if Jalen Hurts is healthy and ready to play, though, I don't know if they want to face him. They beat Dallas already this year, so that could possibly work out well for him. Well, Captain, I just see my time's almost up. Just want to let the audience know, if I can be of any help with your insurance needs, I would love to meet with you. Captain can share with you. I've helped him out. Helped out several of his friends now that they're my friends. And that's what I do every day. I take care of people's insurance needs. I save them money. I save the money on their prescriptions. I save the money on their premiums for life insurance. I help them with getting back benefits by getting into annuities. There's a lot of things I can do for you if you give me the opportunity to sit down and talk with me. And I help out veterans get their benefits, too, if they qualify and they serve during wartime. So feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. It's 813-966-1052. And please catch me on Sunday from 11 to 12. God bless you, Captain.
Have a good day. We'll see you on Sunday. That's Patrick Kyler, the Sports Zone quarterback. By the way, check him out on Facebook. Go to The Sports Zone. There we go. The Sports Zone. You'll see him over there. And you get the podcast over there and all that good stuff, too. All righty, folks. I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition. Have yourself a great day. It's going to be a little cooler this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.